please do not ever register DB context to a DI container. Always use a DB context factory and then create the DB context wherever you need it and dispose it as quickly as possible, because thanks to this, the connection can be returned to connection pool. You know that the DB context won't be pinned to your request scope for the whole execution of the request. If, let's say, you have some request that is not performing well, then your DB context and possibly connection won't be open for tens of seconds, but it will be open only for the time that is really needed necessarily for finishing that operation as quickly as possible. And I would recommend to check this during code reviews, because I see very often that people create a DB context and then within the scope of the DB context, they are doing things that are not related to the DB operations at all. They do some calculations in memory that could have been done before the DB context was even created, or maybe the data was already retrieved from the server, and then they do some post-processing and transformation of the data. Again, this can be done after the DB context and the managed and possibly unmanaged resources are disposed. So use a DB context factory, and please never ever register a DB context in a DI container, especially with the request scope. Well, if you want to be super nightmarish, then register it to Singleton or with a Singleton lifetime, and then your next colleague will be willing to shoot himself on the spot once he realizes that the DB context is not thread safe and that every operation is exploding. But for POC, if you need to try something like very quickly, some dirty code just to see some results, well, fine, feel free to register the DB context. But for a real production application, do not ever do it, because if it works for you in a small application, then sooner or later it will bite you, and introducing a DB context factory is not really that big overhead. So I would recommend to do it as early as possible.